up! Everybody, get up! Everybody needs to understand that I'm more than simply a hype man for this rap group, just like GEICO is more than just a company that can save you money. GEICO also has fast and friendly claim service, so they can help you when you need it most. And while I do love being a hype man, I also love reading for children's audiobooks. Like Little Bo Peep, she lost a sheep, and she don't know where to find them. Yo!
GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Hey, this is Angelina Love, and I'm Velvet Sky, and together we are the Beautiful People. And you are listening to Wrestling Marks of Excellence Radio, starring The Firm on Fox Sports, 1340 AM, WHAP, Hopewell, VA.
Hey, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of the Wrestling Marks of Excellence here on Fox Sports Radio 1340 and now 96.9 FM Fox Sports Radio as well. That's right, two homes for the price of one here, the Wrestling Marks of Excellence. We're talking the world of professional wrestling, 3 weeks away from WrestleMania, and we are excited about the things that are getting ready to take place and shaping up in the world of the WWE. I'm your host for the evening, Glenn Thomas. With me is the wizard himself, Nephew Corey. What's going on, wizard?
Hey, what's going on? I'm here. I'm ready to rock and roll, man. Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it, man. What a big week we had talking Monday Night Raw. We saw a lot of things take shape towards WrestleMania. We saw a triple threat match be added to the card. Sasha, Bayley, and Charlotte will get it on once again. Three of the four women who started a revolution in the WWE. I know that some might be arguing with me about who started a revolution, but nonetheless, when you say women's revolution, you have to say Sasha Banks, you have to say Charlotte, you have to say Bayley, even though she was still out of NXT, and you have to mention Becky Lynch, who was on the other show, which is SmackDown. But these three women, this match has been added to the WrestleMania card. Wizard, your thoughts on this match being added?
Yeah, I mean, they're going with the best that they got on that show as far as that side of the roster. I mean, unless you were going to go somewhere else with, I'd say, Sasha Banks, in which I guess they're not, this is the route you had to go. I mean, you know, a lot of people may call it, it's, you know, just repeating what they had last year, but, I mean, look at the match they had last year. So why not, you know, what's the worst they could do? The match is not going to be bad, so I mean, I'm all for it.
Yeah, definitely, match is not going to be bad. These three women, as I say, are the pinnacle of wrestling. If you look at over the last 365 days, these three women have been at the top of the game. And when you come to the WWE, not to mention Alexa Bliss, who I think is one of the better villains or the heels in professional wrestling, men or women, and as well as Becky Lynch. But look at these ladies from Raw, and they are the top of the game right now. They are at the top, and why not have your three best in a match? And whatever storyline shapes up and falls out, let it shapes up and fall out from that way. So it's good to have them there. Also, we saw the return of The Undertaker to Monday Night Raw. And I guess the big dog really showed who yard it is by choke slamming Roman Reigns to hell as Raw went off. What was amazing to me, and I want to get your opinion on this one, not that the sure. Undertaker choked Roman Reigns, choke slammed Roman Reigns to hell at the end of the show, but when Undertaker came out, Braun Strowman was still in the ring. The crowd popped for Roman and for Strowman. An Undertaker, or was that just a pop because the Undertaker was in the building?
That was purely because Undertaker was in the building. I mean, that wasn't nothing. I mean, at this point, Roman, even the fans, as much as the Roman hate is cool to have right now, they know the better match is Roman and Taker. You shouldn't be wondering, should maybe Braun be in this spot? No, absolutely not. Braun's still a year away from being in that spot. Sorry. So, yeah, no, Roman's the right
just want. You're the wizard. That's why I wanted to ask you, because there have been a lot of rumblings out there that Braun Strowman may have been ready for The Undertaker. You didn't want to get Braun Strowman to The Undertaker, in my opinion. You don't want to get Braun Strowman to The Undertaker this early. He's still a little bit of green. Unless he has the chance of beating The Undertaker, and this is The Undertaker's last year, that's when you give it to Braun Strowman. You have built him up to be a monster. But then, playing book fantasy Booker, why have him lose to Roman if you were going to feed him to the Undertaker?
Yeah, no. That's the whole point. That's the whole point. Whoever's going into fighting Taker has to, you know, as the you know, a lot of the crowd say, strong. So, excuse me, if that's the case, why would you have Roman, you know, you say, why would you have Roman lose to go fight, like, or whoever was going to fight Taker, why would you have them lose? That doesn't make any sense.
Definitely that. You know, I'm going to give you another question on the back end of this, but we're going to run through another match that was named on this past Monday night, officially named for a match at WrestleMania. Is Chris Jericho taking on Kevin Owens for the United States Championship? We mentioned last week on the show, here on the Wrestling Market of Excellence, you thought that this shouldn't be for the U.S. title. Do you still
doesn't
feel that way today?
Yeah, I do. It doesn't mean, I mean, how do I want to put it? The way it's spun in the storyline that, oh, Jericho cost him his belt, so now I'm going to take yours. I mean, it makes sense. I mean, it makes sense. However, I still feel that this match doesn't need the United States Championship in there. That's just my opinion.
I come from a different end. I think because it's WrestleMania, you have to have all titles on the line. I know they have the Night of Champions. I understand.
Yeah, I
so all you smart
else.
Marks
no,
out
I
there,
and
any listeners out there,
but you got to put it on somebody else. Put it on somebody else. I mean, at this point, that match doesn't need the build of it being for the United States Championship.
Owens don't need a U.S. title. No, you know,
that's
Jericho may walk away still with the U.S. title. You know, Jericho may still walk out with the U.S. title, which he may get his one up on Kevin Owens, and then Owens get his, I believe it's payback after WrestleMania. And so he may get his one back after payback. So we don't know which way they're going with there, but I believe if it's WrestleMania, the granddaddy of all, your big pay-per-view of the year, your crescendo, the end of the end, your start of the year, I think every title should be on the line at WrestleMania. Every match should be a profile match at WrestleMania. You know, I'm going to take a quick commercial break, and I'm going to tell you why Raw is the better brand at this WrestleMania card over SmackDown. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Wrestling Marks of Excellence here on Fox Sports Radio 1340. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Hi, this is WWE Hall of Famer Booker T, and you're listening to Wrestling Marks of Excellence on Fox Sports Radio 1340. Now, can you dig that, sucker?
K&L Barbecue at 1410 Maple Street, inside Cavalier Square, Hopewell, wants you to know they have great specials on the daily menu, such as hamburger steaks, grilled chicken, a lightly fried chicken sandwich, and of course, the best chicken and dumplings in the Tri-Cities. And don't forget about their world-famous barbecue and sauce. Dine in or carry out at K&L Barbecue. Call 458-4241. That's 458-4241 for K&L Barbecue.
Hello, my name is Andy Clark, and I'm an agent with Ligon Jones Insurance Services in downtown Hopewell. I'm here to tell you that at Ligon Jones Insurance, we're dedicated to serving you. You've heard all the gimmicks and sales pitches from 800 number and online companies, and we can offer all the same options, such as accident forgiveness, disappearing deductibles, 24-hour claim service, home and auto discounts, and much, much more. What we offer that they can't is local knowledge and experience, a broader selection of companies and coverages, and personal service. When you call, email, or stop by Ligon Jones Insurance, you will speak to Lucky, Sherry, or myself, and you will not have to press 1 for English or wait for the next available representative. We don't just sell insurance. We back it up with great customer service. At Ligon Jones Insurance Services, we have over 60 years' experience. We all live in the Tri-Cities area, and we support many different local charities. From hot dog carts to hotels, we can cover it all. So if you want better pricing, better coverage, and better service, all from a company that gives back to the community, call Ligon Jones Insurance at 458-8522 or go to www.ligonjones.com.
HEMCO, a family-owned business which operates as a full-service buyer, processor, and seller. Hemco purchases, collects, processes, then remits any and all salvageable materials such as copper, brass, aluminum, stainless steel, and much more for the recycling industry. That's Hemco, Hopewell Iron and Metal Company, located at 213 South 6th Avenue, Hopewell, Virginia. For services or questions, call Hemco at 458-8514. Open Monday through Fridays, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. That's Hemco, Hopewell Iron and Metal Company.
This is referee Brian Hebner from TNA Impact Wrestling, and you're listening to Wrestling Marks of Excellence on Fox Sports Radio 1340.
Fox Sports 1340 AM presents to you
WMER, Wrestling Marks of Excellence Radio, starring The Firm, J-Lo, Nephew, Corey, and Dr. D, bringing you the latest up-to-date information on professional wrestling and sports entertainment. Now, live from the Fox Sports 1340 studios in Hopewell, Virginia.
Hey, welcome back, wrestling fans. Welcome back to the Wrestling Marks of Excellence here on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and Fox Sports Radio 96.9. You can hear us each and every week on both of those stations. And if you miss an episode, you can always go to iTunes and type in Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and listen to all our great shows, not only the Wrestling Marks of Excellence. We got the Soul in Sports, MC Sports Report, as well as Three's a Crowd. Check us out. But nonetheless, before we went to commercial break, I told you why Raw is the better brand over SmackDown on this WrestleMania card. Because looking at the card right now, you have more Raw matches than you do SmackDown. And I say that, somebody said, well, the card is not finished yet. We already have seven matches that's been declared. Wizard, you're a genius. How many can they put on this card? Technically.
Shoot. Let's reference last year. You had a two-hour pre-show and a five-hour WrestleMania. Do you think they can't put 10, 12 matches on here? I think you're mistaken.
I think 12 is the max, but if we count matches that could be potentially matches that have not been set up yet, there's about 14 matches that possibly could take place. If we look at the card set, I'm going to go run down the seven matches that have been officially named, and we're going to run through the other matches that could possibly be on this card.
Let's do that.
We got Bray Wyatt and Randy Orton, that's one. We have Goldberg versus Brock Lesnar, which is two. You have Chris Jericho, Kevin Owens, which is three. Bayley, Charlotte, Sasha Banks, which is four. Luke Gallows, Carl Anderson versus Enzo, Maury, Big Cass, or Sheamus and Cesaro, whatever one happens, whatever. That's five, right? Alexis Bliss match with SmackDown women competitors, whichever way they're going with that. You know what I'm saying? That's six. Seven is Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal, right?
Okay.
We haven't even mentioned Triple H and versus Seth Rollins, which that would they will make eight. Haven't even mentioned Shaq versus Big Show, which would make nine. Right? We haven't even talked about the Intercontinental title, Baron Corbin and Dean Ambrose, which would make 10. That's 10 right there. All right?
Yep.
So and then we haven't even mentioned the tag team titles from SmackDown, which could possibly be 11, right? And I don't know about you. Maybe I'm reading too much into it. This AJ Styles, Shane McMahon thing that's starting to brew. If you've been watching SmackDown for the last couple of weeks, so that's 12 right there. All right?
There's another one.
That's 12 matches there.
There's another one, too, G-Lo. We were just talking about it. Undertaker and Roman Reigns.
Yeah, and Undertaker Roman Reigns. So that's 13 matches that's been brewing so far in the WWE. That has to go on this card.
It can be done. It can be done. It can be done. In the Hall of Fame segment.
Just outside looking in. And then and then you got the Hall of Fame segment. And not to mention your entertainment segment, which this year is not gonna be Flo Rida, hopefully. you never know. We're in Florida, so I'm just saying. You never know. He's been at a couple of WrestleManias or P. Diddy, whatever way they want to do it. Don't know. So you got 13 matches. You know, potentially 13 matches that could be on this WrestleMania card. 2 hour pre show. We had 5 hours of WrestleMania. That's a lot of wrestling. And to tell stories in each one. You know, that's WWE. Last couple of years have not had enough talent.
You missed another one.
What's that?
Cena and Nikki versus Miz and Maurice.
That's why you're the wizard. You keep me on track. That's why we call you the wizard. That's 14. 14 matches.
A wrestling
man's smorgasbord. A wrestling fan's smorgasbord. If for all you religious folks, that's seven. Two times, that's 14. That's two perfect numbers. There you go. You got it.
Yep.
You know, 14 potential matches that WWE can have. And majority of those, when you name them, really are Raw matches.
Granted, there's a lot of Raw in there, but I mean, SmackDown may end up having the better product as far as matches that are put on.
It may be. I mean, it may be. And that's why Vince and Triple H didn't get paid all the big bucks. I want to see how the placement of the matches. See, I'm coming from a real wrestling fan perspective.
Oh,
I understand a match, but I don't get the placement.
Another match. I totally forgot. Aries and Neville for the Cruiserweight Championship.
Aries, we didn't mention the Cruiserweight Championship. That's 15. They're going to take us on a ride. The roller coaster ride of WrestleMania 15 matches, you know, and that's – you're the wizard. I'm going to put you on the spot here. You're the wizard. Live radio.
Sure.
Which WrestleMania had the most matches?
If I'm thinking correctly, I would think that it's 5.
We're going to find out that for you.
Depends on how you classify that, because the tournament the year before – I'll put it this way. It's between 3 and 6, or 3 and 7, actually. That's the litmus. I'm going to go with 5, but it could be 7. It could be 7. 3 had a lot, too. 6, I don't think, is up there like those were. 4 by the virtue of
WrestleMania
tournament.
5 had 14 matches. 14 matches. 14 in WrestleMania for 5. You know, I'm pulling up the rest of them in a minute.
Yeah, because I don't think 6 is up there with 14. 3 may be up there, and 7 may be up there. But like I said, it depends on how you classify matches, because technically the WrestleMania 4 tournament, you know, holds a lot of weight too. But I don't think it counts up to 14.
Sixteen matches if you count the whole tournament at WrestleMania 4.
Okay, see, that makes the difference. That makes the difference. So,
and
we're going to
pull up WrestleMania 7?
Yeah, see, I would think 7 had, what, 13, 12?
And 7 was 15.
15, okay, then it's 7. Because that one came to my mind late. I was like, I know 5 had a lot, but I forgot 7.
Yeah.
Had a lot of matches. And see,
yeah,
what you have to realize with 7 is that in an era where unless you saw 7 live, a lot of people would, if you watched it on Coliseum video, I think they cut matches out. So because those tapes when they came out back then were only like 3 hours max. So when WrestleMania 7 was probably 4 hours. On pay-per-view.
And
so,
not to mention, you had two squash matches on this card, too. There's a couple of squash matches on the card, which technically are still a match. You had the Legion of Doom, Hulk and Animal, who defeated Power and Glory, Hercules and Paul Roman in like 59 seconds. You had the Mountie, who defeated Tito Santana in like a minute and 20. So you had a couple of squash matches.
Yeah, and if I'm not mistaken, Demolition against Tenryu and whoever his partner was, I forgot. See, that was a short match, too.
Yes, definitely was a good match. Yeah, that was a good match. Yeah, 4-minute match. You had a 4-minute match.
Yeah, so that's relatively short, you know. So
yeah,
and you got to remember, G-Lo, that's a time, especially I would say, really between 3 and 8, that kind of 6-year period of 6 WrestleMania between 3 and 8. That's really a time where they really try to get every single talent on the roster onto the card. I mean, anytime this way, WrestleMania 8 had Skinner versus Owen Hart. So they tried to get everybody on the roster onto the card. You know what
I'm
saying?
It's not a bad thing, and they do. They do it mm-hmm. to now. They do it today. And but they do it with the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal, or with the Intercontinental Ladder Match, or with or with whatever kind of Money in the Bank briefcase match. They try to get as many people in the card as possible. Everybody wants that WrestleMania check.
Yeah, well, technically, if you want to be technical, as long as you're on the roster by WrestleMania, you get the bonus, remember?
Oh, yes, right.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to be on that roster. You want to be there. I mean, and they're being there. You know, this WrestleMania, I'm not complaining about 15 matches. I want you listeners to know. I'm not complaining. I will have my seat, my chicken fingers, french fries, and my soda in my hand.
Mm-hmm.
Watching all 15 matches.
You ain't lying.
In my back. In my phone charger with a backup battery pack.
Yep.
Just in case I lose power. You know, I'm not complaining, but I'm looking forward to this. Yeah. Looking forward to the major card, big card. WWE is doing some great things. But this WrestleMania, from what we're hearing, will be the last WrestleMania for a WWE superstar.
Oh, really?
Really? Big Show mentioning that WrestleMania 33 is his last WrestleMania because his contract ends at February 18th of next year. So that means he won't be around for next year's WrestleMania. And he's calling it quits, Big Show.
And that's interesting because if I'm not mistaken, that pretty much would be, you said of next year, 2018,
yep.
Right?
February.
Yeah, that would
yep.
be
2018. February 2018.
Yeah, that's that would be 19 years in the WWE.
19 years for the Big Show. Plus, gotta look at he's getting movie deals, got himself into shape. He's doing some things, making sure that he has a career after pro wrestling.
Yep.
And you can't stay here forever. This generation, and we're going to do a show here, this generation is not the generation of disrespect to any of the guys, the generation of those guys who still have to perform on weekends because they wasn't smart with their money. That generation is gone.
Well,
this generation of guys
money.
Who are wrestling. Yeah, it's guaranteed money. These guys who are retiring now, if they want to go to gyms on weekends or do signings, they can. They won't be at a place where they have to.
Yeah,
Big Show won't be at that place.
And you know what? You're right. And they are getting to where now they're going to be performing at will instead of at necessity. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely true. I see exactly where you're going with that.
Yeah, and that's what I had. He's one of the first few wrestlers who will retire and do that. But we're going to take a quick commercial cut break, come back, and tell you what WWE superstar, we just told you who may be retiring next year, who WrestleMania, this may be last WrestleMania, but there may be a superstar returning to WWE for next year's WrestleMania. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Wrestling Marks of Excellence here on Fox Sports Radio 1340. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Hello, this is Carlito, and you're listening to WMER, Wrestling Marks of Excellence Radio, starring The Firm on Fox Sports 1340 AM.
K&L Barbecue at 1410 Maple Street, inside Cavalier Square, Hopewell, wants you to know they have great specials on the daily menu, such as hamburger steaks, grilled chicken, a lightly fried chicken sandwich, and of course, the best chicken and dumplings in the Tri-Cities. And don't forget about their world-famous barbecue and sauce. Dine in or carry out at K&L Barbecue. Call 458-4241. That's 458-4241 for K&L Barbecue.
Hello, my name is Andy Clark, and I'm an agent with Ligon Jones Insurance Services in downtown Hopewell. I'm here to tell you that at Ligon Jones Insurance, we're dedicated to serving you. You've heard all the gimmicks and sales pitches from 800 number and online companies, and we can offer all the same options, such as accident forgiveness, disappearing deductibles, 24-hour claim service, home and auto discounts, and much, much more. What we offer that they can't is local knowledge and experience, a broader selection of companies and coverages, and personal service. When you call, email, or stop by Ligon Jones Insurance, you will speak to Lucky, Sherry, or myself, and you will not have to press 1 for English or wait for the next available representative. We don't just sell insurance. We back it up with great customer service. At Ligon Jones Insurance Services, we have over 60 years' experience. We all live in the Tri-Cities area, and we support many different local charities. From hot dog carts to hotels, we can cover it all. So if you want better pricing, better coverage, and better service, all from a company that gives back to the community, call Ligon Jones Insurance at 458-8522 or go to www.ligonjones.com.
Hemco, a family-owned business which operates as a full-service buyer, processor, and seller. Hemco purchases, collects, processes, then remits any and all salvageable materials such as copper, brass, aluminum, stainless steel, and much more for the recycling industry. That's Hemco, Hopewell Iron and Metal Company, located at 213 South 6th Avenue, Hopewell, Virginia. For services or questions, call Hemco at 458-8514. Open Monday through Fridays, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. That's Hemco, Hopewell Iron and Metal Company.
This is referee Brian Hebner from TNA Impact Wrestling, and you're listening to Wrestling Marks of Excellence on Fox Sports Radio 1340.
Fox Sports 1340 AM presents to you
WMER, Wrestling Marks of Excellence Radio, starring The Firm, J-Lo, Nephew, Corey, and Dr. D, bringing you the latest up-to-date information on professional wrestling and sports entertainment. Now, live from the Fox Sports 1340 studios in Hopewell, Virginia.
Hey, welcome back, wrestling fans. Welcome back to another edition of the Wrestling Marks of Excellence. Hey, before we went to commercial break, we talked about the Big Show maybe retiring. This may be his last WrestleMania. But there's a possibility, if you watch Talking Smack this past Tuesday night, you realize that Daniel Bryan didn't put off a return. He didn't put off saying that he would not be able to return, but he may be able to return to a ring. May not be a WWE ring, but it'll be a ring near here in the near future. The Miz goes on and does what he normally do. Talk about Daniel Bryan and his head injuries and how he's not able to wrestle. And Daniel Bryan comes back with The Miz. It's just WWE doctors who are not allowing Daniel Bryan to wrestle. Wizard, your thoughts about the possible return of Daniel Bryan for either maybe SummerSlam or WrestleMania or with another company?
Well, the latter, with it being another company, I think it's absolutely a possibility. He, like I said, it's been claimed that he has been cleared by every other doctor but WWE doctors. So if he's not under that WWE umbrella and somebody clears him to get in the ring, he'll get in the ring. I don't think fatherhood or anything like that will change his opinion of it. I think he'll get in the ring. Now, if it is shown that he has progressed to WWE standards, WWE would absolutely clear him. If it's shown that they can clear him and they can get him back in the ring, they'll let him go. They'll let him wrestle again. And I don't think it's any time this year, to be honest. I think it really would take it going into next year's WrestleMania. It won't be anything this year. He won't wrestle any time in 2017.
Yeah, and
I think he does.
You got to look back this way too. Well, plus 2000, his wife is getting ready to have a baby. She, you know, she stopped traveling a little bit now. She's getting ready to have a baby. He can't be the Raw general manager. I mean, Can't be the SmackDown general manager forever. Those positions don't last forever.
No, they don't.
Although,
I do think if there's any consistency that could be a model to start with, I think it is Daniel Bryan and Shane McMahon. I think that relationship works very well on screen, to where they could, if they were going to go with somebody long, it'd be that. But go ahead.
Yeah, but he's going to get that itch. The itch to get back in the ring, the itch, or as a father, I know once the wife has the baby, you want to be around the child, your first child, for a while. You want to be at home.
All right.
So in my just using a little bit of intelligence here, sooner or later, he's about to get written off of TV to be at home with his new child and wife. And then sitting at home, there may be other phone calls. We're never just speculating that he may not be with the WWE longer, or he will be in with another company maybe next year. That the wrestling, we have not seen the last of Daniel Bryan in a ring. I'm not going to say WWE ring. Have not seen the last of Daniel Bryan in a ring. We'll put it like that. The last couple of topics we want to talk about before we close tonight out is this. One is the Hardys not signing with WWE as of yet. I'm gonna leave that question mark there. Do you think this deal happens soon this year, or is the Ring of Honor thing a smokescreen?
here's the thing. Nobody knows how long the Ring of Honor deal is. For all we know, the Ring of Honor deal could be up until the night of NXT, the night before WrestleMania, when the Hardys are on the card and they fight, I want to say they're fighting the Young Bucks again.
Fighting the Young Bucks.
Their contract could be up until then. Unless I'm mistaken and I missed something, which is always possible, I've heard no announced dates for the Hardys past WrestleMania weekend.
You're correct. I've not heard any other dates.
That's what I'm saying. And the Hardys are smart. There's anybody smart in this business is Matt and Jeff. So what better way to keep the suspense than for them to throw up this filter, this smoke screen, like you said, and they are wrestling in Ring of Honor consistently. They've won the tag team titles, and they drop them the night before WrestleMania, and they show up at WrestleMania or show up at Raw or SmackDown right after WrestleMania. It could easily happen. Absolutely.
Definitely happen. You know, and so just for those wrestling fans, don't take everything for face value this day and age. Be a fan and be surprised. We don't have to tell you everything, or you don't have to learn everything from a dirt sheet. Be a fan. Everything you see on print ain't true, just like everything you see on the internet ain't always right. You know, so
things could
be in a mix, could be in a pot, could still be working. What pot would you rather be surprised about the things? I know me. I like to be surprised when somebody just give me money in an envelope. You know, I don't know how much it is, but it's at least money because it's a surprise. It's a surprise factor. Be surprised when the Hardys come through that curtain in the WWE ring. Be surprised. Finally, for the show this week, we have a new Hall of Famer, the Ravishing One. Ravishing Rick Rude is the new inductee that will be inducted in the WWE Hall of Fame this week, the Ravishing Rick Rude. I think it's long overdue. He's one of those guys that's on the list, like Owen Hart or as Macho Man was on the list, as Bruno Sammartino was on the list. Ravishing Rick Rude was on that list of one of the guys that needed to be in the WWE Hall of Fame that had not been there yet. And it's good to see Ravishing Rick Rude going in. And it's good to see the WWE finally putting people in that everybody desired. We get the Rock and Roll Express that people wanted for years. Get Ravishing Rick Rude, people wanted for years. Kurt Angle, people have been dying for him to be back in the WWE. This Hall of Fame, dare not say, until I hear the speeches, is one of the better Hall of Fames in the last 10 years.
Yeah, no, it is. No, it definitely is. Absolutely.
You know,
I definitely agree. I'm glad he's going in now. I mean, you know, better late than never. You know, so I'm definitely on board with it.
Favorite Rick Rude moment?
I would have to say right now, probably him winning the Intercontinental Championship. It was just so brilliantly done. You know, the constant, harassment of Jake Roberts' wife at that time on Superstars. Those segments were always good. I'd have to say those were some of his better moments.
That was my number one moment, but up until he appeared on all three programs in the same week, where he was on ECW, he was on WWE. Mm-hmm. And he was on WCW. Matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken, he was on WCW and WWE at the same time.
At the same time.
at the same time, if I'm not mistaken. That was my favorite Rick Rude moment because that was had not been heard of, had not been done, and it proved that Monday Night Raw was being taped.
Yep.
And that's my favorite Rick Rude moment because you see Rick Rude with the NWO, you see Rick Rude, I believe it was with DX, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
And it's like, this dude is everywhere. That's my favorite Rick Rude moment, man. I just like Rick Rude. If you got a WWE network, go check some of the Rick Rude stuff out. It's great. If you're really a Rick Rude fan and you really like it, go check out some of the AWA stuff that Rick Rude did. And definitely check out Rick Rude versus Ric Flair, which is one of the better matches. From a Clash of the Champions, if I'm not mistaken. There. And so, very good matches. Was it a very good show? Appreciate you, man. You're a genius.
Oh, are you kidding? Of course. Why wouldn't I be on here? You know, I'm down for it.
Hey, take us home, man.
Hey, if you're not confirmed, consider yourself denied.
End of story, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure you download us on iTunes and check us out on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM, for all your Wrestling Marks of Excellence archive shows. Good night.
Good night.
Napa Know How.
A Napa guy knows more isn't always better, unless we're talking about full-size vans. These beasts do more than get you from A to B. They have so much space a man can live in it. With shag carpeting, waterbed, and a sweet lava lamp, these mobile abodes have all the comforts of home. With quality parts and plenty of Napa know-how, you can keep the original tiny house running longer, stronger. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.